Is a woman who was within 2 years of giving birth required to fast on a regular fast day, such as Sayim Gedalia, Asara B'Tevis, and Shiva Asur B'Tammuz? And Tainus Esther. So some of you may have heard that any woman who is within 24 months of giving birth is exempt from fasting, while others may have heard that such an exemption does not exist. So let's do some fact-checking on this matter. It is a general rule recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, chapter 550, Halacha 1, that pregnant and nursing women are exempt from fasting on regular fast days, excluding Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Now, although the Ramah there mentions that the custom has become for even such women to fast, unless they are experiencing great pain or feel weak, practically the widespread custom today is for pregnant and nursing women not to fast, as writes the Makor Chayim, the Siddur Yavetz, the Eshel Avram, and post-Poskim of both the previous and current generation. Now, our question is, what is the definition of a nursing woman? Well, simply stating, it means a woman who is nursing. Any woman who is nursing a child knows that it depletes her energy, makes her feel weak, as well as that she needs to eat and drink in order to provide milk. So it makes perfect sense that, similar to a pregnant woman, a woman who is actually still nursing would be exempt from fasting. However, a woman who is no longer nursing, having weaned her child, seemingly, what would be the reason to exempt her from fasting? She doesn't need milk to provide for her child. She doesn't need to eat for this purpose. And she doesn't get depleted by providing milk. So indeed, simple logic would dictate that she should be required to fast just like every other man and woman. However, practically, we find some poskim who rule that all women who are within 24 months of giving birth, meaning that their child is less than 2 years old, is exempt from fasting under the clause of being defined as a nursing woman, even though they're not actually nursing. So rules the Das Torah, the Marsham, in chapter 550, based on the Halacha Yeredeya in chapter 189, as we will explain momentarily. And so likewise, he quotes the rule of the Knesset Yecheskel, so rules the Eshel Avram Tinyana, the Aleph Hamagen, and other Achreinim. The reason behind their ruling is because we find that the Shulchan Aruch states that a woman who is within 24 months of giving birth is considered Mesulekes Bedamim, is considered to be still in an unhealthy state. Her body has not yet returned to its full strength of health. Her limbs are weak, her limbs are shaken, and therefore from this regard she's considered similar to a nursing woman and retains the status of a nursing woman even if she's not actually nursing. It is this great chiddush, great ruling, that has been adapted by some rabbanim to rule to all women who are within 2 years of giving birth, meaning the child is not yet 2 years old, that they don't have to fast. However, not all rabbanim and poskim agree with this ruling. The simple implication of the Shulchan Aruch is that it is the actual nursing itself which exempts the nursing mother from fasting, being that she needs to feed her child, and not anything further. Meaning that the weakness of the body that we certainly agree exists after birth for 24 months is not enough of a reason to exempt her from fasting if she's not actually nursing. And therefore, on the other hand, you have Rabbanim who rule, unlike the above opinion, and say that if you're not actually nursing, then you have to fast. Practically, absent the ruling of one's personal Rav, one should be stringent in this matter, that if the woman is not actually nursing, even though she's 24 months after birth, she should fast, unless she is not feeling well, in which case certainly she may be lenient. And likewise, if she's pregnant even prior to 3 months, certainly she may be lenient in this case. However, a woman who feels healthy and feels strong and is not nursing, it is indeed proper for her to fast, even though she is within 24 months of giving birth.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArachHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArachHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.